This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
I put airplane mode on. It hit 10 o'clock, so my Fitbit's like, go to bed.
Fitbit don't care about airplane mode. It says bedtime.
It's time to rest and recharge, bitch.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where each and every week we answer questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to that just a little bit. This is episode 178. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Ashley. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm doing all right, except for, you know, allergies.
The mad sniffles.
Yeah, like, I've been pretty okay. I mean, like, here and there, whatever, but like today it's just been going crazy, like ever since I woke up, and it's been really annoying. I tried to take a nap earlier and I couldn't because my nose just would not stop running, so I couldn't like let myself chill enough. Every 2 seconds I had to like wipe my nose, so I was like, screw it.
Your nose said no nap for you.
Yeah, so tonight I'm gonna take some melatonin, so hopefully it'll just knock me out and I won't be worried about it. But
true. Which do you find which do you find worse? Do you find it worse to have your nose like you can breathe a little bit, but then it's constantly running, or do you would you find it worse where it's just like completely congested and you're just like all just stopped up, like blocked up, not necessarily running, but just completely blocked?
I think when it's completely blocked, because I'm kind of at the point right now where, like, I didn't mean to do that, kind of, but, like, I was just trying to test it, because I was going to say, I can breathe through my nose, but it's, like, not really, so I'm kind of just stuck breathing through my mouth. It sucks, but it's not too bad, but I think when you literally, like, can't breathe through your nose, especially if it is running, because then, like, you can't even, like, sniffle it.
Right.
But then you would just feel so, like, usually it'll end up giving me a headache, and, like, if I even touch anywhere, like, around my nose, it feels, like, I don't know, like, it makes it feel weird, so I think that when you, like, literally cannot breathe through your nose is worse.
Ugh, that's so awful. I feel like because I've been fortunate enough to not have allergies, like, throughout my entire life, I feel like it's just gonna come and hit me, like, extra hard. Like, as soon as I get, like, 40, 45, it's just gonna be like, boom, you have allergies now, and everything for the rest of my life is gonna be miserable.
Oh, yeah. It hit me. I didn't have them when I was younger. It wasn't until I was, like, I mean, I was still pretty young, but, like, I remember it. I want to say maybe, like, 8 or 9 years old was when I first started to get allergies. So, I used to not have them.
Yeah, I was say, old enough for you to realize that this didn't used to be a thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I remember. Because then we always thought that, like, one of the things that I might have been allergic to was goldenrod, because that's something that, like, tons of people are allergic to. And we, like, right around then, I think, first started to have a goldenrod plant that was growing next to our house. So it's possible that that's what it was, and that's what triggered it. But goldenrod grows, like, everywhere. So and then there's also something at my friend's house 100% that I'm allergic to, and I don't know if it's one of their animals or I don't know exactly what it is, but every house that they've lived in I've had, if I stay there for too long, even if it's just for a weekend, sometimes my allergies will act up. So I'm definitely allergic to like multiple things. But it's not like too bad. I'm not allergic to like any food or anything. So
okay.
There's that at least.
Yeah, there's luckily there's that.
Mm-hmm. But how have you been?
I've been good. It's been a slow-ish week. I had training earlier this week, which I feel like every time we record, I'm like, oh, yeah, I had a training class this week. I was telling my boss the other day because I was asking her some questions about the job. And she was saying something about, yeah, you know, if you ever have any free time, you need to talk about anything else, you know, just, you know, anytime you need to message me or like send me like an invite for a conference call or whatever. She said, I'm more than open to having a call. And I was like, free time. I remember when that was a thing. I said, because I really feel like I've been training every week this month. And she was like, she stopped and thought about it. She's like, yeah, I think you have. For the past couple months, actually, I've been training almost every week. And I was like, yeah, it'd be nice to have a break. But luckily enough, going forward for at least the month of October, we don't have any classes scheduled, which is good. So I'm looking forward to not having to worry about talking all day, every day of the week.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
I know last week we had a kid out sick, and he was out sick all week. But these parents, especially this year, and I assume it's probably because of, like, the pandemic and stuff, is they've been pretty good about, like, if their kid is sick, keeping them home, and then if they show any sort of symptoms or whatever, getting them tested, because they'll let us know. They're like, okay, he was sick, we got him tested, but it was negative. So we're like, oh, cool. Thanks for letting us know and like all that.
Yeah.
But so he was out sick last week, and he is a lot to handle. So he's just, he has no indoor voice. Like, it doesn't exist. He's just always loud.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
You have to say his name like 20 times before he realizes that you've said his name.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits right next to me like during lunch, because that's just, we have them sitting in the same places every day with their names. So one, they recognize their names, and two, you know, they're not switching it up and being too close to each other and stuff. And accidentally, before we met them, like, we just put them, you know, wherever. So he sits next to me, and that's a mistake, because he just screams in my ear all of lunch. But, so it was kind of nice having him out all last week. But he was back this week, and boy, what a time. He does know his stuff, though, and he does like to play, and it is kind of fun having him around sometimes, but it kind of was also nice having a break from him for a little bit.
No, yeah, I can imagine.
And he comes all 5 days. He's not part-time, so our only break is if he's sick or, like, the weekend. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
At least he's back and he's not sick. And we had a sister too, and she was a lot the same way, so that's just who they are, I guess. Nothing really crazy happened this week for me either. It was kind of just a normal week. I can't think of anything. It's been kind of nice, so I've been able to, like, because it was all raining last week. This week it's been pretty nice, so I've been able to finally take Toby on walks again, and no, oh, the other day. Okay, so it used to be like at least two houses in a row, but one of the houses, the people who lived there moved, so it's not the case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But where they'd have garages, but the garages are kind of small, to be fair, but that takes up like half the driveway. So then there's only room not in the garage of the driveway that like only one car can fit. And in these houses, there's like at least two or three people who have cars who live there. So there's usually two in the driveway, which means one in the driveway, one partially in the driveway, partially in the sidewalk, and then one in the road. Which kind of sucks for me because I walk on the sidewalk to like walk over to my parents' house and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not like the biggest deal in the world. It sucks more during the winter because the driveway is kind of on like a slope.
Yeah.
gets extra icy and it's kind of hard to walk on. So during those times, I usually just end up walking in the road. Mm-hmm. But then I have to walk in the middle of the road because then there's cars and it's just a whole thing. But
yeah.
So I was just walking around. I was trying to walk around a car that was parked, you know, half on the sidewalk. And it just looked like normal grass to me. Like, it didn't look like a hole, but it sure was. So I stepped right into it, and, you know, my ankle, like, did not like that. and so I kind of tripped, and it hurt, obviously.
Right.
So I kind of, like, stumbled a little bit. I was like, ah, like, fuck. And then someone came out of the house. Like, they were just were walking out. And I didn't realize. I saw them out of the corner of my eye. So they must have seen and heard that.
Yeah.
But I had my headphones in, so I don't know if they said anything. And I kind of ignored them as if I didn't see them. Because, I mean, it happens. It was an accident. I was a little embarrassed.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, get out of the sidewalk and that wouldn't have happened. I would have had to walk in your grass where there is a hole and almost break my ankle.
True. Exactly.
Like, I know they don't do it, you know, on purpose. It's literally just they have too many cars and not enough driveway space. So I get it, but it's still annoying.
Yeah. Is that the motorcycle?
Yeah. I can never tell what, like, I wasn't looking at my thing to see if it popped up the green or not.
Yeah, but to see if I can hear it.
Yeah. Technically, it's illegal to park on the sidewalk, too, you know, because it's an accessibility issue.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I don't think this city cares too much about that because, I mean, so many of these sidewalks are messed up because, you know, a lot of the places, at least around here, pretty much everywhere that I know of, they usually have trees, usually planted by the city, mm-hmm. in, like, the second half of your yard, like the one between the sidewalk and the road.
Yeah.
And then it messes up both the road and the sidewalk. So right. Especially there's one on the corner where the sidewalk is literally slanted. Like, it's so bad. It's like you have to either walk on the grass to walk level or you have to just literally watch where you're going so you don't, like, hurt your ankle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, already, like, if someone was in a wheelchair or something, they couldn't get by.
Right.
So that does suck. So I guess if you've got sidewalks like that, who really cares if there's a car parked in the way? I mean, yeah, it's like the same thing. You know?
Tell it's really not high on their priority list to get that fixed. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm sure if you complained, they'd probably be like, whatever.
We'll take your report. We'll take your statement, and we'll have someone else come out and assess the situation. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. There's one house on the corner because a lot of times they're parked like half on the sidewalk too. But they have this huge garage that they had built. Like, it's bigger than, technically taller. Not by a whole lot, mm-hmm. but technically it's taller than their house. And it's a two-car garage, at least. Like, it's got a wide door, you know, so two cars. And I don't know why they had it built. Like, I don't know if they ended up putting a bedroom, you know, on, like, the top part mm-hmm. or something. Because, they don't use they don't park in the garage, and they have 1,000 cars to park over there. Like, legitimately, at any point, it's like there's usually at least 4 that are parked there all the time, sometimes up to like 6. And they have a wide driveway too to match their wide garage that they had, like, they had it all built and poured and stuff at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you have this huge garage, this huge like driveway, and still not enough room for all these cars, so I still have to walk around out of the grass.
Yeah,
but you know, it's just one of those things that annoys me, but only mildly when I think about it, where it's like, God, this is annoying in the moment, but yeah. It's not, you know, too significant in my life.
It's one of those little inconveniences that was like, mm-hmm. it's not something that's going to stop me from doing this, but it'd be a whole lot nicer if this wasn't a thing.
Exactly. It's just one of those things. It's like, what could you do? I mean, they can't, like, not park there. Right. They don't really have a choice. Otherwise, they're going to be taken up. Like, there's already a car that parks in front of my neighbor's house because there's not enough room in one of those driveways and like in front of the house for the car. So it parks my neighbor's house, even though their house is like two doors down. So, you know, they try. not too much you could do when there's not a whole lot of driveway space and you got like anywhere from like two to four cars. So anyway, I got a question.
Okay.
All right. So when this goes up, it'll be October.
Yes, it will.
So I know we've talked about Halloween before. I know we've talked about like if you really do anything on Halloween, but just overall as like, you know, a vibe and stuff, how do you feel about Halloween? Because I know some people, you know, even if they don't necessarily do anything on Halloween, they just really like the season or they really like the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Like my friend, you know, neither of us really do. We don't do anything on Halloween. We don't go to parties. We don't, you know, go trick-or-treating anymore. We don't do anything like that. But she still really likes the holiday. My cousin's the same way. She really likes Halloween and stuff, too. And, like, all the, you know, things that you can go find at the store and stuff. It, like, obviously you can go to a Spirit Halloween and stuff. But even, like, craft stores or Target, anything like that, they always have Halloween stuff out. And I know, like, my friend likes to look at that stuff or sometimes get some of those stuff. And I like some of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the holiday itself, I don't care too much. I'm not one of those people that like is super into Halloween or anything. I do like fall, so I know that like around Halloween time is when it starts to be fall. And I do like some of those things, like Halloween decor and things. But because I don't really do anything, I mean, my friend said this year she's like, we ought to go to like an orchard this year. And I was like, oh, that's fun. I haven't gone to one of those in a few years. And then we're going to a cemetery tour on Sunday, actually.
Oh, okay.
Like, never do anything like any of those like haunted hay rides or go to a haunted house. I never do that stuff because I don't like that stuff. I don't like to be scared.
Yeah.
But like just a normal orchard and like a normal, it's just a normal cemetery tour. Like it's like a, it's going to be on the history and stuff. It's like big names of like people who've done like important things in the city, and then like you can go in like the mausoleum and stuff, like cool things like that. Like I'll do that. I like history and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's during like the middle of the day. It's at like noon. Yeah, as a whole, when it comes to Halloween, I guess I just don't really care one way or the other. I'm not like, yay, it's Halloween, but I'm also not like, gross, it's Halloween, you know. But what about you?
Yeah, I can say that I kind of don't feel one way or the other about the holiday. I understand the people who enjoy the aesthetic of it. Like people love the, because I think that at least for our generation, I know we have a lot of millennials who are obsessed with Halloween, and it's not for the reasons where some people may think that they're obsessed with Halloween. It's not for like the horror factor of it. I think it is more along the lines of coming out of the summer months and going into the fall season. And it kind of is, even though it's not the beginning of fall because you're in fall for at least, you know, well over a month at that point. But it feels like it's the unofficial start of the fall season because it starts to like really get cool. But I think for me, being in the South and where we don't really have much of a separation between the summer and fall months before we go into winter, like we don't have the changing of the leaves they change like further up north and everything. And so I think I never really got into the fall, like the pleasantness of fall, like having like waking up in the morning and having that little bit of chill in the air, just had like crisp breeze or anything like that. But no, I mean, I like fall. It's not my favorite season, but it's not, I would say it's my second favorite season behind winter. But I do enjoy the sight of the leaves changing. I enjoy like the the apple spice, all this, and just the scents and the tastes of the season and stuff like that. But I mean, as far as Halloween itself goes, I'm like you. I'm not a fan of being scared. I like the cute spooky stuff, just like, you know, all of the black cats and, yeah, you know, stuff like that. I'm fine with all that. But, you know, I went to, and I think I told this story on a podcast like long, long time ago. I went to one haunted house during the Halloween season a long time ago, probably when I was like 8 or 9, scared the hell out of me. Didn't go back to one until we took a trip to, Universal Studios in California, and that wasn't really like a haunted house per se, which like a horror experience for the Mummy movie. And so that's when I punched the guy in the face accidentally. So then that kind of like cemented my stance on I'm not going back to one of these things ever again. And so I haven't been back since. I just, and that's all kind of a reason why I don't really enjoy horror movies, because horror movies, they aren't, for me, I feel like it's not scary, like they don't make me unsettled. It's just that it's all about the jump scares, at least for the last few horror movies that I actually watched. I know there are tons of horror movies that have come out recently. You have the Conjuring series, you have the Paranormal Activity series, so you have all this other stuff. But at least for the ones that I saw that kind of turned me off of the genre, it was just mostly about jump scares. And
exactly,
I don't need to sit here and have my heart rate elevated just because I'm waiting for something to pop out at the screen at me. I was like, that's not entertaining to me. So the horror aspect of Halloween is just, it's not my thing. But, you know, I don't really participate in much. I don't go out to any Halloween parties. I don't normally give out candy for trick-or-treaters or anything like that. And I think that's just a laziness on my part. Especially if I'm sitting at home and I'm watching a TV show or I'm watching a movie or I'm watching anything, and then I have to pause it so I can get up, go give out candy, and sit back down. And then I know it's going to be a situation where as soon as I sit down, somebody else is going to come to the door. I got to get right back up. So it's like a whole night of getting up and sitting down. Yeah, I don't need all that. And I could be the type of person who's like, leave a bowl out for everyone. Be like, take one. And it's like, I just know that there's going to be some rotten kid take the whole bowl and go run off. And it's like, all right, well, that's, first of all, you know, that's my bowl gone. But secondly, you know, now the rest of the kids don't get any candy. So I was just like, I just avoid it altogether.
Yeah. The people that I've seen that usually do like candy, a lot of times, well, I haven't even like seen it in a long time, but a lot of times people will just sit by the door, and like they'll have their, a lot of times their screen door closed, but they have like the screen out so that they can just give out candy, but they're not like full on sitting on their porch.
Yeah.
Cause it can be kind of chilly and stuff sometimes too. And then they just do it like that. But a lot of times it's also older people, know about younger people. I guess you could just sit there like on your phone or listening to music or something while giving out candy. But that also depends on where you are and how often you get trick-or-treaters. Because if it's like one right after another, that's, you know, a better thing. But if it's like one and then like you don't get one for like an hour later, then it's like, why am I just sitting here waiting?
Exactly.
So I guess it kind of depends on your area too. I haven't given out candy since my grandma used to, way back when like, as I started to get older and like too old, I guess not too long ago, because I was like, I think I was still in high school, but my grandma would give out candy and we kind of just hang out here while my parents took my siblings, out trick or treating. I don't even know if she gives out candy anymore. I think she does sometimes, but not all the time. It kind of depends on what's going on, I guess, or I don't know. Because I know she still used to, even when she didn't do it over here at my house. But I don't know if she still does. She might not now, because she's got a dog that isn't really a fan of strangers.
Yeah.
So now she might not, because even if she puts them, you know, in a room, he's just going to be barking the whole time.
Right, anytime somebody knocks on the door.
And yeah, someone knocking. Yeah, so. So now she might not. I don't remember if she did it last year. Well, last year, I don't know. I don't remember. I know, like, sometimes, well, only a couple times, because I've only been to Yomacon a couple times, but I'll do that, which is usually around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I've only done that, like, 3 times. I think it was 2014, 15. It was 2013, so maybe. Yeah, it must have been. So, yeah, I think I've only been there 3 times. I don't think we're going this year, because we haven't talked about it or anything. Yeah. But we'll plan more for next year, because even though we kind of talked about it this year and I said I really wanted to go, my friend was like, oh, I'm still kind of worried, you know, about the pandemic and stuff. I'm like, you know, fair. Like, yeah. We are both vaccinated and stuff, and we would still wear masks. But I'm like, you know, okay, fine. So hopefully next year we can go and do that. But yeah, I don't really watch, like, when it comes to scary movies, I've seen plenty before, because I used to like it more when I was younger. I think that might have partially been more of like a, I know my cousin really liked them, and, you know, to like be different, because at the time when I was younger, it's like being a girl is bad and liking girly things and wearing dresses and liking pink is bad because it's girly, you know? So it's like, I like scary movies because it's not girly, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I like thrillers. I do like thrilling kind of movies where they're like scary, but not like jump scares.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of scary movies nowadays are just jump scares.
Right.
I like a jump, like one or two per movie. Okay, but when it's just full of jump scares, it's like, it's not even like scary, it's just like jump scares, which feel cheap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, zombie movies I like sometimes, and you know, not all of them, but those aren't really like jump scary usually. I mean, sometimes there still can be, but it's kind of more thrilling most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't do whole lot. Although, when is it? The end of the month, isn't it? That the PNHA movie comes out? I looked it up before, and I wrote it down. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. I know that.
Yeah, I remember you looked it up on a podcast before, and you gave the date, and I don't remember what the date was.
Well, I will do it again. PNHA movie. What is it? Freaking Heroes Mission or whatever. I don't know how to spell Heroes. Heroes. Too many letters. Is this the one? No, that's the old one. No. Yeah, that's the old one. What the heck is it called? World Mission. Or something, you
know,
like that.
You know a lot better than I do.
October 29th. So, okay. I don't know when. They have showtimes already? Can I buy tickets now? Anyway, I'll do that after the podcast.
Yeah, it should be a Friday.
Yeah, so, because I already told my friend, she was like, oh man, do we, like, have any sort of plans for Halloween? Like, even if it's just hanging out, like, if I just go over for the weekend or something, which is usually what we do, I just kind of go over. Our plan last year was to, I think it was the year before, was to, like, wear our dresses that, from, like, prom that we, because, like, when it comes to prom dresses, they're not really dresses that you can just wear whenever. They're pretty much, like, just prom dresses.
Evening gowns.
They're, like, too fancy to wear to, like, a wedding or anything. Yeah. Yeah. So, we were going to just, like, wear those and just hang out and maybe, like, go out to dinner, go to Barnes & Noble, like, anything. Because it's Halloween, so it just looks like we're dressed up for Halloween, which is kind of the point. But, you know, just to give us a chance to wear them again. But then we didn't end up doing it. Because we had this plan, you know, sometime after the previous Halloween, but then, you know, everything happened, and then we just ended up hanging out, and I didn't end up looking for my dress because I completely forgot. I'm buried in my closet somewhere.
Yeah.
So I was just like, whatever, we'll try again another time. But this year, I don't think either. Because I told her before, I was like, you know, we could also just go anytime during, like, homecoming season, because it would look like we're just dressed up for homecoming or even prom.
True.
You know, go out to dinner or whatever, and people are just like, oh, they're just eating before they go to prom.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not enough, unless we start ordering alcohol.
And yeah, they look at you funny. Can I see your ID, please?
No, they're like, oh, you guys are going to prom? And we're like, yeah, can I have a margarita? Here's my ID. I'm 25.
See, and it's like, then it's a toss up because you might get the person that looks at you like, this is fake. And it's like, just seriously won't believe that that's you, even though it is your legitimate, real, legal ID.
Yeah.
Or you might have somebody that just won't serve you. Like, no, you're, no, I'm not giving you alcohol.
Have someone heavily judging just for
because you know there's gonna be like an old couple sitting across the table from y'all and just looking at y'all because y'all might be like two or three drinks in, and they're just like, where are their parents?
Do they allow this?
That sounds like fun, though. Actually, that sounds like a lot of fun to do something like that. Just mess with people.
Exactly. I didn't even think about that till now. About the, like, because usually a lot of times when we go out to eat, which we haven't done actually in a long time, we usually get at least one drink. So if we're dressed up around prom season, like, ah, yes, we fit right in. Looking like we're going to prom as we're drinking our alcoholic drinks. She was worried about it because it's on a Sunday, which, you know, my friend always has Sundays off. So she was like, awesome, I don't even have to worry about, like, anything. But then one of her coworkers had asked for it off because I assume, at least, it's because she has a kid.
Yeah.
And so my friend was like, she's like, wait, we have plans, right? So I can, like, I don't have to work this, which I already planned not to do it. But now that she has it off, like, I need to guarantee. And I was like, yeah, we could definitely, like, hang out that weekend. And she was like, cool. I don't have to worry about working that day then.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know right now if we're doing anything. We'll probably talk about it more on when we go to the cemetery tour on Sunday, which also Toby and her puppy will finally be able to meet. Because I was like, after the cemetery tour, we can, like if we want to go somewhere afterwards, like Barnes & Noble or something, we can. But it's like, then we can go to that Korean market to grab some stuff for dinner, and I can come back to your house and bring Toby with me so we can, like, cook dinner and stuff, and then Toby and Megumi can meet. We, you know, so it's not for a full weekend, and we can see how it goes, and they can start to kind of get used to each other. And she was like, oh yeah, that's a really good idea. So I'll have to let you know.
Yeah.
Next podcast.
I'll wait for the update on that.
Yeah. So I'm excited and nervous about that. But it's pretty easy enough that anytime Toby, like, if he gets any sort of aggressive or whatever, or if Copper does or whatever, usually just tell Toby to go into the bedroom down the hall, and he will. And I told Peyton, I was like, we could put either, like, the crate, like Megumi's crate, in front of the hallway that leads down to her bedroom, or a box or something, that, because Toby can easily hop over that, but Megumi can't because she's still small. She's still a puppy.
Right.
So that way, you know, she can't go bother him if, you know, he does end up going down there, and she's like, all right, good. That good idea. So, but yeah, we'll see how that goes. It'll be interesting for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think cemetery tour is the extent of my, and some orchard or something at some point is the extent of my Halloween/fall plans.
Yeah, I, fall plans, God. I don't have a plan for tomorrow, much less for fall.
Yeah, usually I don't have any plans, but my friend last year went to, I don't remember if it was an orchard or just a corn maze, pumpkin patch. I don't know exactly what it was where she went, but she was like, it's actually right down the road from me, and I didn't know it existed till with her boyfriend and his family.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, now that I know where it is and that it's really close, she's like, we can go this year. I was like, oh, cool. So I'm excited about that because I haven't been to one in, I don't remember the last time I went. It's definitely been a few years. That would be cool. I don't know exactly what they have there. I know when I used to go to, like, orchards and stuff, I'd always get apple cider and a donut. Those, like, cinnamon sugar donuts are my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then with apple cider, it tastes really good. And then I was like, and then we could pick out pumpkins. And then I guess that's another plan, is to carve pumpkins. Because I know my friend really likes to carve pumpkins. I don't much care for, like, the actual carving, but I do really like the seeds.
Yeah.
I was like, then we could pick out pumpkins if they have them there, or just get them at a store or something, so that we can carve them so that I can eat the seeds, and you can have fun carving a pumpkin. I'll carve it too and have fun, but, like, you know.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Exactly. So there, now that's the extent so far of my fall plans. See here, like, fall feels like the shortest season.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I mean, it does kind of feel like fall right now, but, like, the beginning of October can still be really hot, like, and still feel like summer. Like, it's kind of going back and forth where it feels like fall right now because in the mornings it's been chilly, so, like, I've had to wear, like, a light jacket to work, but then by the afternoon it's actually pretty hot, so, you know, that's pretty fall.
Yeah.
But I know, must have been 2019 when we went to, 2018 when we went to, concerts in Chicago. It was at the beginning of October and it was so hot. Like, it was ridiculously hot.
Yeah.
So it could go either way. But then by November, like, definitely by Thanksgiving, usually we end up having our first snowfall. Sometimes even on or around Halloween. It really just depends on the year. So fall really feels like it lasts for, like, a month. And then it's, like, winter. Even though winter doesn't technically start until, like, the end of December.
Yeah.
Usually here up north, we consider, like, definitely December and usually November to pretty much be winter.
Yeah.
So it does kind of suck because I do like fall because I like when it's just, like, a little chilly but still warm enough that, like, you don't have to wear, like, a winter coat yet, and you could wear, like, just, like, a light jacket or, like, a jean jacket, but you can start wearing leggings and, you know, so that's why it kind of sucks. But then you do get the really pretty trees, and trees are already starting to turn. Some of them are, like, that really bright red, which is really pretty, so that's, ooh, always nice. And I get to have my one of my favorite drinks where just some apple cider and some caramel vodka, and it tastes like a caramel apple. It's so good.
Oh, I'll have to try that. That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. I had it for the first time this season last weekend.
Okay.
Because I went to the store, and I was like, oh, yes, they got apple cider out. I can get some caramel vodka and have it. So definitely recommend if you like caramel and apples and stuff, because my friend doesn't like caramel, so she wouldn't like it because it tastes just like a caramel apple.
Yeah, I don't think, I'm trying to think if I've ever had, yeah, that's definitely something I'll have to try.
It's, like, super simple. It's just apple cider and however much caramel vodka you want to put in, so.
Be about most of it, probably, for me. It'd be mostly vodka and just, like, a splash of apple cider.
That's, like, what my mom likes. I like more of a mixture with, like, more cider taste. I don't really care for, like, alcohol taste too much. I prefer, yeah, when it's sweeter.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. Can you remember a time where you've been disappointed in yourself? Not to the extent of where it was like an extreme situation where you like really felt bad, but it was just something that something happened and the proper reaction would just be for you to say to yourself, way to go, me. It's real, real good. You did a great job with that.
What do you got? Well, I think.
So I was cooking breakfast. What was it? Sunday morning. Just this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. I was making grits, eggs, and bacon. And I like to kind of try to time it all out to where everything's ready about the same time. And so I know the grits take a while to, you know, for the water to boil and then for, you know, it all to heat up and everything. And the bacon, depending on how crispy you want your bacon, it'll probably take, for me, like the second longest time. And then the eggs are pretty quick, the scrambled eggs. So I had already started boiling the water. And so once the water started boiling, I put the bacon in a skillet. And so my bacon, so I have a four burner stove. I had the skillet with the bacon on the front right burner. And I had the grits, or the pot with the water that was boiling for the grits, on the back left burner. So they're diagonal from each other. So I'm left-handed. And so I'm putting in the grits. I have a measuring cup because I'm all about my measurements when it comes to me cooking. I have my measuring cup and I'm putting my grits into the boiling water. And for whatever reason, I was using my right hand. Don't ask me why. I don't know. But I was using my right hand to pour the grits into the water. So that meant that my forearm was right next to the skillet where the bacon was frying in the pan. And so I'm pouring the grits and, you know, there's a little bit of grease pops from the bacon, hits me on my arm. And, you know, it's not a terrible burn, but it stings just enough to make you jump. And so I go, ah. And of course, me jumping with my hand while I'm pouring in the grits, grits just go all over the side of the stove, all over the floor, in between the stove and the cabinet. And so I literally sat there. I was like, way to go, me. That was wonderful. And so I just sit there and I'm just looking at grits all over the stove and the floor. And it's just like, it's just like the biggest sigh that you have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I do that kind of stuff all the time. It's why I like to not have drinks that have like an open top. I prefer ones that I can close in some way.
Yeah.
That's why with like water bottles and stuff, I know like you're not really supposed to have the ones with the built-in straws because they're really hard to clean.
Yeah.
But I need something like that. So if I knock it over, whether I'm drinking it or not, it doesn't make a big mess.
Yeah.
And today, actually, I had something. I didn't knock anything over, but I went into work, and, like, I knew my coworker's birthday was soon. Like, I knew it was the end of September, but I couldn't, like, remember exactly what day. But I was like, well, I'll figure it out. Like, I just gotta check. And then I kept forgetting to check. And I walked in today, whatever, like, normal. Another coworker went on her break, so it was just me and the one whose birthday it was. And I was, like, typing up the newsletter on the computer, and one of our coworkers next door, she's like, can I borrow Kayla for a minute? And I was like, yeah, go for it. So I stopped typing on the thing to, like, watch the kids while she went over into the other room, and they sang happy birthday, and she came back in, and I was like, oh, his birthday was it? And she goes, mine. I was like, stupid, of course it is. I knew that. God. It's like, that feels so bad. Whose birthday is it? Mine? Duh, that's why they called you over there. Why else would they call you over there? So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I was like, happy birthday. I can't believe it. She's like, it's fine. She's like, today, I completely forgot what day it is. She's like, I thought I was asking where our kid was, but they don't come till tomorrow because I thought it was Friday for some reason. I was like, you know, I keep thinking it's Friday too. Like, I was so focused on October that I completely, like, thought that this is the last day of September. So, mm-hmm. Hey, if it wasn't her birthday already, it must be today.
Right.
So that was fun and a little embarrassing. I was like, stupid. That was fun. But yeah, I knock things over all the time where I do dumb stuff like that. Let's see. What has happened to me recently? Well, just today also, I dropped my headphones. I have headless. I have wireless headphones. I have wireless headphones, and so they sit inside the case, and like they're like magnetic in there. If you opened it and turned it upside down, they would still stay in there. They're not like super, you know, in there. Like you could still take them out, but so when I dropped it, you know, and the case opened, they did fly out. But they're right next to each other, so I picked them up and put them back in. And then 2 seconds later, dropped my chapstick. I was like, oh my god. Like, that always seems to be how it happens, where it's never like I just dropped one thing. It's like I dropped something, and like you pick that up, and either you drop it again or you drop something else, and it happens like 2 or 3 times, and it's like, okay, I just need to take a breath for a minute.
Right.
Pick it up. You start getting so annoyed that it's like, especially when it happens first thing in the morning, which is usually when it happens to me, because I'm always like, I've got plenty of time, and then suddenly I don't have plenty of time, and you'd think I'd learn because it happens every day, but I don't. So then I'm like rushing around and like trying to put my lunch together or something, or trying to put a shoe on, and like I just keep dropping something, and it happens like 5 times, and it's like, oh my god. So then you're already annoyed and rushed, and yeah. So those small disappointments happen often when it comes to like dropping things or making a mess or, you know, whatever. I know there was a couple days ago, maybe like a week ago, where I dropped my perfume. Ooh. And the cap popped off, and I was like, whatever, it happened. It's just a plastic bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So not that big of a deal. Sometimes the caps pop off. So I went to put it back on, but it was like missing a piece. So it wasn't quite working.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. So I was using this small little one that I've had that I usually just use like if I end up taking it somewhere with me, because it's like a small travel one.
Mm-hmm.
Before I try to see if I can somehow fix the other one, the bigger bottle. Which also yesterday was really funny, because I went over to my parents' house and I was standing behind one of my sisters because she was like leaning on the couch or whatever. So she just had her back to me, and I just walked into the living room or whatever. And I had walked into the room for a second and then, like, walked out, do something, and then I came back in and stood behind her again. And I think I had even said something at one point, but she goes, is Ashley here? As I'm just, like, standing right behind her, and I, like, made a face, and my other sister and my mom started laughing and, like, looking at me, and she turned around. I was like, what the heck? Why? Like, that was the weirdest thing. Why? She's like, well, I smelled you. I was like, what?
Wow.
She's like, I smelled your perfume. It's a very distinct scent. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah.
But it was just really funny, just like standing right behind her, not like, I was just chilling. I didn't know she didn't know I was there. Is Ashley here? Yeah, I'm right behind you, actually. It's like one of those bad guard dogs that, like, has no idea that someone's, like, behind him or something.
Right.
Like, wait a minute, I said someone's here. And it's like, yeah, you nailed it. They're already in the house. And you're total, but that was just something. Little tangent about my perfume. It's 1,000 Wishes from Bath and Body Works, if you're wondering what it is.
Oh, okay.
Been using it for years. I think I used something else before that. I don't remember what it was, but then they got rid of it, so I've been using this one for a long time. And, like, there's been a couple times, sometimes from, you know, like, randos, like, coworkers or something, where I get, well, who don't know you too well, who just, like, get you perfume or something. And, like, I've used those before if I run out of my normal one, but my friend's like, I don't like that. Like, when you, she has a very particular nose, like, there's so many scents that she doesn't like. She's like, when you smell different, it's like weird. I was like, what are you, a dog? Like, don't like when I have a different perfume on. She's like, I don't know, just back to your normal one. I was like, okay, sure. But man, speaking of, Christmas is gonna be coming up in not too long.
Yeah, that's true. I was looking at gift ideas just last night. Was it last night or the night before? One of the two.
Gotta start working on that so I don't have to, like, worry about it all in December.
Yeah.
I've
been trying to be better about that.
I know, me too. And sometimes I am. Sometimes I'll get things throughout the year, but I still end up seeming panic shopping, like, the last little bit towards the end. Man, freaking... Because now I've got... So, okay. Bangtan announced some concert dates. Only in LA. So, you know, nowhere close, of course. And there's like four shows, because it's right around Christmas is why I said it. It's like, it's the end of November, there's like two of them, and then right at the beginning of December, there's two of them. I think there's like a day or two in between the, like, you know, concerts or something like that. It literally says, like, these are, like, tester shows for, like, the U.S. before they, like, kind of do a full-on tour. So my friend and I are like, okay, then we have to start saving up for when they do go on tour. So hopefully this time they go to Chicago, assumedly if they go to Chicago, we can actually go. I mean, last time the concert never happened because the pandemic anyway. But so we're like, all right, so we're going to have to start saving up for that, because I thought about it. I was like, man. I don't think, because those concerts happen, the last two happen at the beginning of December, I don't think tickets, well, I don't think an actual tour and, like, tickets will be announced and go on sale till at least the beginning of December, so they have time to, like, see how those concerts go and come up with a plan from that. So I feel like probably not till January or February will they actually, you know, announce that. So we've got a little bit of time to start saving up. Of course, we're still upset that we can't make it to these, but they're all the way in LA, so there's no way that, like, like, we'd have to be able to afford the tickets, which right now neither of us have, like, any ticket money saved up. Plus plane tickets, plus hotel, plus food and all that stuff, and it's, like, we're like, it's not happening. But we still have that fun, you know, like, ticket anxiety that you get when tickets are announced. And I was like, if we had $10,000 right now, we can try and get tickets, but we don't. So stop thinking about it. Of course, that doesn't stop your brain from being like, well, okay, but maybe if you just, like, lots of people have been talking about it. And because we have lots of conniptions about it. Mostly due to the fact that there are, when the tickets go on sale, because it's right at the beginning of October is when they're going on sale. I think October, I don't know, I saw the chart. It's not the first, I want to say maybe Monday, maybe after that, so maybe like the third or after that sometime, is when tickets go on sale. But the first day that tickets go on sale, it's only for people who had tickets to the previous North American tour, who also, those tickets have to be VIP tickets. They get first dibs first day the tickets go on sale. Second day the tickets go on sale, people who had any other kind of ticket to the North American tour that weren't necessarily VIP tickets get second dibs. Third day the tickets go on sale, anybody who has the fan club membership has third dibs, which we have, you know, the fan club memberships, but And then fourth day is general. Anyone can have access to the tickets. Obviously, we didn't have tickets to the first four. So in theory, if they do this for when they announce an actual tour, like, I don't know if they're just doing it for these four shows or if they're going to do it for if they announce like a whole nother tour, if it's going to be the exact same way. Because if so, because right now the case is anyone who had tickets to the North American tour. So even people who had tickets to the Chicago show or the, you know, any other kind of show have first dibs to these LA tickets. But a lot of these people are like, guy, that's in LA. I'm in, you know, so-and-so state. Like, that's not close. I don't know if this is their only chance to have, like, first dibs. I know, like, last time it was just the fan club membership and then, you know, the general public. And I don't know how exactly they're going to do it. Is it just, like, free game, like, anyone on the first day can get any sort of tickets? Or is it like, okay, we're only having maybe like 500 seats available or something for the first day. Once those are sold out, you know, try again the second day. Like, I don't know. Because if so, by, I think, day two, definitely day three, it's going to be sold out before it even gets a chance to hit the general public. Because lots of people are willing to fly out to LA to see them because their previous tour got canceled. And also, this is last time that it's going to be all seven members because Jin and Yoongi soon enough are going to have to be going into the military. Yeah, it's just a whole thing that now we're nervous about once they do announce the rest of the tour if it's going to be the same way. Because if so, we wouldn't be able to get tickets until the third day that tickets are on sale. And we've always really wanted, we've never gotten soundcheck with the five times that we've seen Bangtan. We've never gotten soundcheck, even though we've tried. The first time I remember it was just random. Like, if you had a P1 ticket, there was a chance that you could get it. And we did have P1 tickets, but we weren't, selected. That's whatever. The second time, it was also random, but it was only based off of, order number. So even if you bought six tickets, would only get one entry into soundcheck. So out of you and your five friends, you had to figure out who that one person from your group who got to go to soundcheck was, which was the stupidest thing ever. So we were kind of glad that we didn't get that because we would have had to decide between the two of us who got soundcheck.
Yeah.
And then the last two times have been you just buy it. Like it's an automatic seat that you just buy or whatever and it gets you like soundcheck and stuff. And we weren't able to get those. Last tour, we weren't able to get any tickets. And the time before, by the time we were able to get in, there were no soundcheck tickets left. So, you know, it sucks. It happens. We would love soundcheck, but it's not the biggest deal in the world. What we would really love is Barricade. We've also never gotten that either. like, if it came down to the two, I would prefer Barricade over soundcheck. But the way things are going, I don't think we're going to get either one of those. And you know what? Like I told my friend, I was like, that's also not the biggest deal in the world. It sucks, but I would rather go and see them for the last time that it's going to be all seven of them. As long as we get decent seats. Like, I don't want, you know, like a seat way up top. And we also know not to waste money on a floor seat if it's like in the middle of the floor, because right. Then you can't see anything. Exactly. Like, if you're on an end, you're perfectly fine. But because of the last time that we went and we ended up getting floor seats, we're like, cool, floor! And then once the concert started, it's like, I can't see a thing. Right. And we moved up into the seats, actually. So we're like, now we know not to worry about that, not to waste the extra money on floor seats if there's no, like, row and ones. It's like, we're definitely going to have to get tickets once they hopefully announce a full tour and hopefully come to Chicago so we can go and stuff. And I don't think there's any way that, luckily, unless they move Monsta X's concert again, knock on wood, that we will have to worry about choosing between the two because Mazda X's is still scheduled for early February for us. And usually once tickets go on sale, which I don't think will happen until at least January or February, it's still at least like 2 months usually or so before like the actual concerts happen. So because last time that was part of the problem too, is one, we couldn't afford tickets to Bogtod's thing because the tickets were more expensive. Plus we'd have to travel and pay for, you know, the hostel and the food and the train and all that. And then it was also the same day, one of the concerts was the same day as the Mazda X concert, which was down in Detroit, where the tickets were cheaper. We had actual time to save up for the tickets because they didn't go as fast because it's in Detroit. And we don't have to worry about paying for, like, the train ticket or a hotel or anything. So we made the decision to go to Mazda X instead. So this time, knock on wood, we shouldn't have that problem.
Yeah.
The fact that Bangtan's doing shows in November, December here in the U.S., I'm hoping that that means that Mazda X will go through with theirs that are in, like, towards the beginning of the year, and we'll be okay with that. So we could finally go to the concert! Because it's really funny that, I've said it before, where when we originally, bought the tickets, I was 24. Now, once we go to the concert, assuming it happens when it's supposed to, it's 2 days before I turn 26.
The longest anticipated concert probably in ever. In the history of history.
I know! Exactly. So... but yeah, we're got a lot going on. lot to worry about.
Yeah.
it happens every time with a, and then now that's the whole thing too when it comes to other fans is there's already like it's already hard to get tickets with the number of fans that like Bangtan has, and then now that so many people have had the chance over quarantine to get into them, it's gonna be even worse.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Although, I know. although there are these new fans, which are, they don't know where you're supposed to get tickets, even though it's very blatantly announced on, like, the Weverse announcements, it keeps saying Ticketmaster, but these people are like, oh man, look at the prices for these tickets, it's like, it was like $2,000 for a seat on the floor, and it's like, prices haven't been announced yet, and it would not be $2,000 because these people are looking at like SeatGeek and like you know, things like tickets. That where people are, yeah, that don't even exist yet. Like people are trying to sell seats for tickets that nobody has yet because wow. They're trying to scam people. And yeah. Apparently these people are buying it.
Of course.
Well, I don't know if they're buying the tickets, but they're buying the scam. They're
like, yeah, oh, buying into the idea of it.
Yeah. So I'm like, God, there's so, I'm afraid of, in a way, I'm afraid for like all these new fans that are possibly going to get scammed from things like this. But then there's that little voice in the back of my mind that's like, good, more chances for me to get tickets.
I mean, to be fair, how else are they going to learn? Because, I mean, in this day and age, you have to have some level of awareness about you when it comes to being secure on the internet. You can't believe everything you read. You can't take everything at face value. Mm-hmm. Everything is not going to be the way that it actually seems to be. And if you are that big of a fan of any group or singer or performer or anything, I would imagine that you would want to go through verified channels to make sure you get an authentic ticket.
Yeah.
Because if I, because I am a very big fan of my hometown football team, the New Orleans Saints. And I may try to go look at some other sites to see if I can get some cheap tickets. But if I see it's at some sketchy site that I've never heard of, because I know StubHub, they do official resales. Even Ticketmaster does official resales, and then Ticketmaster has like the official tickets and everything. So I know the verified sites, but I'm not going to go to some third party website that I've never heard of before. And that website looks all broken down and be like, oh, they have field side seats for like $150. No, I'm not about to be sucked into that because I know better.
Yeah.
But
that's funny that you would think, especially when everywhere official is like Ticketmaster, mm-hmm. and these people are like, ah, SeatGeek.
Exactly.
And no ticket prices like officially have been announced or anything. Like nothing besides the dates have been announced yet, and like the fact of when tickets go on sale, but no prices or anything have been announced yet.
Yeah, and it's $2,000. I need to save up my money so I can pay for it. Look, get off of cash for tix.com and just wait until the official announcement comes out.
I know. I don't know. Like, I tried to only buy on Ticketmaster. There has been, I think, at least one time where I bought from somewhere else and I was nervous because I've seen people go back and forth between some people being like, yeah, it worked out well for me. And like half the people were like, cool, awesome, I got the tickets. And then half the people were like, got scammed. And I forget what it was. I don't think it was SeatGeek. I think it might have been StubHub or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was nervous because I was like, well, it says it could go either way. So
yeah.
But luckily we were all good. But that's, you know, like I was super nervous about that because I was like, we very well could be getting scammed. And a lot of times with the Bangtan tickets, they're always overpriced if people are reselling them. Like people are either selling them for exactly what they paid for them. Because a lot of times people, because we've done it before, where we ended up buying better tickets than we sold our older tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So we sold them for exactly what we bought them for. So we didn't make a profit or lose anything on it or anything. But a lot of times people, you know, specifically scalpers, usually will try to make a profit. So, you know, a normal, maybe $200 ticket is now going for like $1,000, especially if it's a really good ticket.
Yeah.
Because I think I want to say the most expensive ticket I want to say is between 400 and 600. I don't think it was 600, maybe not even 500, but for like the VIP and stuff, I want to say it was at least 400. And you know, so if they're like really close to the stage and VIP, people will be selling them for like $2,000. But then they always say that when it comes to the VIP thing, like you can't resell your VIP tickets, like whoever's name is on whoever bought it, or you only get like a month or something to like change the VIP name. Because otherwise that person has to like show their ID when they show up to be like, this is my ticket. I am the VIP.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, awesome. And they'll give you the stuff. And if not, you don't get it. So
yeah.
My friend and I are like, okay, like, if we don't straight up when tickets first go on sale, if we don't buy VIP tickets, we're not buying them resale. Like, you know, we're not gonna, because why pay for VIP prices if you don't even get the VIP stuff?
Yeah, true.
That
happened to me. The one and only time that there's an acapella group called Pentatonix, the one and only time they came to New Orleans, I got VIP tickets so me and my cousin could go, and I ordered them in my name. And this was when I was still working in the military, and something came up. We had a mission and I had to work. And so I was calling ticket office. I was like, hey, is there any way that I can change the name on the ticket to my cousin so she can get them? And they were like, nope, can't change the name. It's either you have to get them or we can't give them out. And I was like, damn. So not only could I not get the tickets, but then I couldn't go to the concert either. So I was just like, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's like, I get it, but also when it comes to something like that, it really sucks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, I don't know. And that's why at least on Ticketmaster and stuff, they'll have like, this is a verified resale or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So usually when it comes to resale, I always look at Ticketmaster. But usually, because a lot of times Bangtan concerts sell out completely. And then sometimes, you know, there are resales and stuff, but sometimes I do look at other sites just to see. Sometimes it is just to make fun of the prices, because sometimes it'll be like $5,000 for these two seats. It's like, maybe if I was rich, but why would I do that?
Right.
Like, that'd be stupid. You'd get like a legitimate like $5,000 like amount that you didn't even pay for. You probably paid for like a maximum of like you know, $700 for these tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I will definitely be interested in what happens, because I think it'll be after the next time we record, is maybe while we're recording is when tickets go on sale. I don't know. So, but we'll see, because I can still try and get a code for the third day, the day when you can, if you have an army membership, just to see what's going on, or even if I wait till the fourth day when anyone can look, because I am curious. I would prefer the third day just to look, because that's what I did the first time too. That's why it double sucks too, is when the tickets originally went on sale for the original tour back in, the tickets went on sale in early 2020, because it was the first time you were able to use your army membership here in the US to be able to get tickets early. So, and we bought the army membership, I don't know, for a few years now. So it was the first time that it actually came into use. And the day that you could first buy the tickets with the army membership was my birthday. And I couldn't afford to go, so it really sucked. But, and then now, my friend's birthday is November 30th, which is right around when these concerts happen. I don't think there's an actual one on November 30th. I think it's like November 29th and 3rd, or November 28th and 29th, and then it's like December 2nd and 3rd or something like that. But it's right around her birthday. We can't go because they're in LA. And also, we have no money for them saved up. It's like, why are they taunting us like this?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, but hopefully, like I said, when they announce the tour and stuff. But, yeah, I'm very interested to see how they do. I'll definitely be checking Twitter. That's always what we do, even though I never really go on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We always check the tags to see what people are posting when it comes to buying tickets, to see people getting in and stuff, because you gotta wait for this. I don't know if you've ever tried to buy tickets on Ticketmaster within the past couple years, but for the first or the last 10 minutes right before tickets go on sale, you have a chance to, like, join this, like, it's like a queue, but they don't put you in the queue yet. It's just like, you know, you just gotta join in these 10 minutes. And then as soon as tickets go on sale, then you're put into an actual queue randomly, as long as you were in that room in the first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be the first person to get in to buy tickets. You could be the 2,000th person to get in, you know, but, so it's always anxious to, like, watch where it is, and then this little man comes on screen, and you have to watch him slowly get to the end, and it'll tell you how many people are ahead of you, but it'll say 2,000 plus for a very long time, and the man goes really slow sometimes, most of the time, because, you know, it depends on where you're put into the thing.
Right.
So we're, like, looking on Twitter, and people are like, oh, I got VIP tickets right here, and it's like, we're not even in yet, we can't even look at tickets yet. And it's always fun when it's like, once you finally see the number tick down, where it's like 1,000 people ahead of you, where it's like, especially once it gets down to like 150, it's like, oh, we're almost there. It's like one person ahead of you. It's like, oh, we're next.
No, I've not been that early to get tickets for anything in Ticketmaster.
Oh, man. I was so upset also one time, it was after, it must have been after, the Bangtan ones or whatever, but like whenever My Chemical Romance announced their tour, because my friend has always loved My Chemical Romance, she was so sad when they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
So when they announced the tour, she's like, I want to go so bad, and they were like, one of the places was Detroit. She's like, cool. She's like, I'm just trying to look at the tickets, like, they go on sale soon, I just wanted to look at them to, like, see the prices and stuff, but, like, my Ticketmaster keeps locking me out. I was at work, which means I had really bad internet. I was just using my phone. I was busy. I was kind of doing things. It was like right around lunchtime. So I was like, okay, well, I'll try and get in just to see if I can, like, see the tickets. I didn't know if it was going to be like Bangtan's, you know, where you're like waiting forever. I had no idea if it was or not, but I was like, I'll try and get in just to see. Like, if it's going to last me forever, oh well. And so it was like, I think like a minute or two before tickets went on sale is when I, like, got into that, like, waiting room. And then, you know, they put you somewhere random. Within 2 or 3 minutes, after tickets went on sale, I got in to be able to look at the tickets. And I didn't think anything of it at first because I thought maybe there's just not that many people as like bomb time when it comes to looking at the tickets. But within definitely the hour, the tickets were sold out.
Damn.
Because I was like just taking screenshots of the prices and sending it to my friend. I was like, oh man, they're really expensive. And then once the tickets were like all sold out, I was like, oh, so why did I get in really early for these tickets that like was on bad internet? I was just on my phone. I was busy, not really paying attention, didn't really care. And I didn't have the money. I was like, if I had any money at all, I would have bought us tickets because I know how bad you want to go. But I didn't have the money. But I got it so quickly. And I didn't even realize. I was like, why can't this happen with Bogdan? Oh, it was so like heartbreaking afterwards. I was like, wait a minute. So that was fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really just a matter of where you're put into that queue. You sometimes get lucky or you don't. Most of the time, because there's so many people, we don't end up getting lucky. Which is why it kind of sucks. We've seen them 5 times and then you get people who are like, I just got onto them 2 months ago and I got VIP tickets. Woo! It's like, man, we've been in it for 6 years. Can we please get VIP tickets? Right. Just once?
Just one time? Yeah. Just want that experience.
Yeah, just to have that. Like, we've gotten so many different experiences. They've been at so many different venues. We've had, like, you know, we've had good seats. We've had not so great seats. We've had able to wait in merch line. Versus,
I'm about to say, to sit in the rain.
Yeah, we've had rainy concerts, we've had cold concerts, warm concerts. Like, we've had all these different experiences. Let us have one VIP experience. That's all we're asking. But, I mean, we have VIP for Monster X, so there is that.
Yeah.
Assuming they better do, like, the high fives and stuff. That's what I was really worried about because of, like, COVID and stuff.
Right, true.
But, like, if all you have to do is, like, prove you're vaccinated or get a negative test, like, we're good because we're both vaccinated. So hopefully that's all. And if I assume you probably still have to wear a mask when you're that close to them, which is perfectly fine. I could do that. But we already are down to 5 members because one of them's in the military. So anyway, I had to go on that big long rant.
No, it was understandable. But if any of our listeners want to join in on the conversation, if you have anything that you want to share, you can reach out to us. You can find us on social media. We are on Tumblr. You can go to our page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there in the middle of the page. You can click that. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast. You can send us a message there. Or you can tweet at us at Spider Bites Cast. Any one of those ways you want to reach out to us, ask us questions, share stories, leave us comments. Any of those ways will be more than fine. If you want to forgo social media, you can still reach out to us. Just email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. It's not a website. It's an email address. But email us again. We would love to hear from you. If you want to keep up with the show, you can follow the Spider Bites Podcast on just about any podcast streaming service. We are on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, you name it. We are more than likely listed there. But if you do follow us on any of those streaming services, we ask if you can leave us a rating, leave us a review. It's a good free way to help the show. Those ratings help us move up those podcast charts. When there are more ratings, we're more likely to show up on those charts. So that way, when someone's looking for a new show to listen to, they'll be more likely to see us on that list. And that way, we have more listeners. You have more of a community to interact with. But the reviews help us because it lets us know what you think about the show. It tells us the things that you enjoyed, the things you think we could do a little bit better, things you want to hear more of, things you want to hear less of. So that way we can bring a better quality show to you. And then, you know, you can share it with your friends and then you have, again, more listeners. But if you don't want to follow us on any streaming services or you don't use any streaming services, you can still keep up with the show by going to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. That's the website. It's an online audio player. You can access it from anywhere you have access to the internet, whether it's on a laptop or a PC, phone or a tablet. You just go to the website, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links will be in the description of the show, as well as the links to everything else that I just mentioned.
I got a notification right before you started doing the outro on my phone, and I was like, I put airplane mode on. It hit 10 o'clock, so my Fitbit's like, go to bed.
Fitbit don't care about airplane mode. It says bedtime.
It says it's time to rest and recharge, bitch.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it just started doing that recently. Like, I think since I've started work or whatever, not even right away, but like started work this year, where at 10 o'clock, it's like, it gives me some sort of notification essentially telling me to like get ready for bed or go to bed soon or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it started doing that. But I mean, it's right because around 10 o'clock is when I should be going to bed.
Yeah.
If not earlier, actually. But it's very funny that it just started calling me out.
You're not sleeping yet? Go to bed.
Yeah. And it only tells me it on weekdays because those are the days that I work, and it recognizes, it's like, hey, you only get up early on these days. So right. These are the days that I'm going to tell you that you need to go to bed at 10 o'clock. But yeah, that's all it was. Nothing I could do about it. We should have started this late, but we started late today.
True. So we will go ahead and let Ashley get some sleep so she can rest and recharge. But to all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us this week. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.